A shoulder-to-shoulder crowd packed the dark, smoke-free confines of the High Noon Saloon, waving bright red Mayor Dave signs, which included a pronouncer for their candidate's last name. Barely 2 hours after the polls closed, Cheslovich announced his victory.
I said it 4 years ago, and I'll say it again. That worked out okay.
Cheslovich credited his administration's smoking ban, automated recycling program, and the opening of the city's first new fire station in 25 years for helping him win over voters. Prior to his official announcement, Cheslovich told Wisconsin Public Radio what issues he'll focus on in his second term, including basic services and helping out Madison's most troubled neighborhood.
Ally Drive has been a challenge for our community. We're starting to see signs of success on Ally, but we need to make sure that we take that all the way. There's a lot to be done.
Cheslovich also credited his challenger, Ray Allen, for raising awareness of poverty during the race. Allen says he hopes the mayor tackles poverty in his next term and adds that Cheslovich needs to broaden his scope.
I think he's got to cease to be the mayor of downtown and effectively govern for the whole city. We had a cross-section of people here, a lot different than his party, I think, that feel that they've been left out of the process, that they're not respected or engaged by City Hall.
Allen wished Cheslovich well. He wouldn't say if he'd try again for the mayor's office. In Madison, I'm Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.